You're listening to SBS News.
Sharare Hamzadeh's story of survival from a heart condition is a tale of a life saved by the generosity of an organ donor.
It's amazing. It felt like I'd been given a second chance at life. It felt like I, you know, it was a hard thing to process because at the time, you know that another family is losing their loved one, is going through the grief. So you feel for them and you have heartache over that. But then you also have the excitement for knowing that you're able to start living your life again.
At 29 years of age, Miss Hamzadeh was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy, a condition that weakens the muscles of the heart. Her illness left her exhausted and struggling with the basics of life. A heart transplant changed everything.
There are people all over Australia, just like me, who are not doing it very well, are in hospital, are in sick, are not able to do very much. So, yeah, it's really important to get it out there to all communities that organ donation really does save lives.
It's a message that's being amplified by a new campaign sharing the experiences of transplant recipients through multilingual podcasts. Their stories are told in several languages, including Urdu, Arabic, Mongolian, Farsi, Burmese and Serbian. The project, run by Peak Body Donate Life and Perth's Multicultural Services Centre, is funded by a federal government community grant. As part of the campaign, workshops have been held with community groups from diverse backgrounds. The CEO of the Multicultural Services Centre, Ramda Sankaran, says in-language communication can make all the difference when trying to increase awareness of organ donation.
When, you know, a donor or when, you know, a recipient of a, you know, of an organ is speaking about it in his or her language, that message is really a powerful one when it goes into call communities. It is absolutely critical. The message goes out to, you know, Australia's diverse population in many different formats, not just in English and not just in print form.
In Australia, only around 36% of people are registered as organ donors. Currently, there are over 1,700 people on the waiting list for a transplant. Medical Director at Donate Life WA, Dr. Simon Towler, says one organ donor can save up to 10 lives.
And unless you are aware of the donation issue, that can be a very confronting conversation. So what we're trying to do is reach more people, talk about the message, and remind people of the privilege in Australia of access to great transplantation services.
People from diverse backgrounds are less likely to have considered organ donation. The Community Services Coordinator, the Multicultural Services Centre, Lana Abdullah, says cultural factors can act as barriers to people deciding to become a donor.
For our CAL community, organ and tissue donation is a stigma to talk about this issue, like this organ and tissue donation. Because organ and tissue donation, like, we have to talk about death, about dying, about grief. So this is, for our community, is like something is difficult.
A Farsi translator on the project, Mahin Nobak, says talking openly can get people to begin to think about organ donation.
They can understand how it makes very huge difference in the people's life to donate the organ or tissue and make the big, they give the life to the people.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.